When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so it's another, well, this is different from like the usual dating advice episodes or relationship advice. This is, because I did tell myself I wanted to start doing like dating advice like episodes and things. And so I did kind of kick it off with the last episode. But with this episode, it's more so comparing to two different types of dating, because yeah, there are multiple ways of dating somebody, you know. And people, I feel that they might not know that. There might be some people that do know that. I really don't know. I'm just breaking, in case if you don't know, I'm breaking that information to you. All right, it's a little bit of, well, no, it ain't really breaking news. It's just somewhere I feel like if you don't know, now you know type situation and stuff. So but anyways, now I wanted to compare regular dating and e-dating, because no, it's two different things. It's 100% two different things. Dating, yeah, it's I mean, dating, yeah, like I said, it could be multiple ways of going about dating. You know, you could just be in, because yeah, there's like, you got the talking stage, you got the going out on dates, you got the hooking up, you got like, I'm trying to think of some other different stuff. Yeah, you know, like y'all are like, you know, going on events with the, I feel like at some point in time, after some amount of, certain amount of dates, like it might as well, especially if you're only dating that person, you're only committed to that one person. Because you got some people out there where they do the social dating, where it's like they dating a bunch of different people at the same time. And with me, I'm like, I can't do that. You know, it's like, my thing is this, even if I don't really like the person, like, no, this, I feel like that's something that you have to, that's one thing that I feel that I kind of left out on in the last episode, is being honest. I might have, did I mention it? I feel like I might have, but I ain't really talked too much on it. But no, that's something that I feel that people, they have to do, whether it's dating, e-dating, whatever. It's even if you got some hallucinate stuff going on with your brain and you dating somebody that don't exist, yeah, it's like, you, regardless, jokes aside, you gotta be honest. You know, that's something that I feel that there are some people that are in the dating part of their life and they're not honest with the person that they're dating. And I'm like, look, if it gets to a situation where you're seeing this person multiple times, but you got others that's also in the mix that you're seeing multiple times, you're going to end up on an episode of Cheaters. That's what's going to happen, because somebody in that whole dating circle, they're going to look at it as like, oh, well, this is the only person that I'm committed to. I believe that we're, we're only talking to each other. They thinking along the lines like, yeah, I'm only talking to you. But then you, on the other hand, you out carrying around in a way where it's like, bruh, do you, my thing is this. What would be your reaction, right? If, let's say you are dating multiple people, right? You go out to Red Robin, Red Lobsters, you're just going out to a restaurant. And everybody that you're dating is in that restaurant. Let's say one is sitting with coworkers, another one is sitting with the family, another one is sitting with a friend that they hadn't seen since elementary. You got all the people that should like sitting in each individual like groups of their choosing, and they're seeing you on a date, and they're all walking up on you at the same time. If you would feel nervous in a situation like that, I'm saying, like, that's something where it's like, yeah, that's why you don't date multiple people, because that very well could be the situation. Because I feel like that's something about, like, when somebody, when they go around cheating and all that stuff. You know, I feel like I'm not even talking about, like, e-dating. I'm going to talk on it at some point in time and stuff, but it goes neck and neck, whether it's regular dating or e-dating. I was very, very close from ending this episode because I was like, I feel like I'm just only talking about one type of dating, but e-dating, it will happen at some point in time in this episode. But anyways, but yeah, it's like, people, be honest, don't cheat. You know, that's something where I'm like, I don't get why people still do that in this day and age, because a lot of the times, like, you know, if my thing is this, if you can watch one of those crime shows and they talk about how they caught somebody back in the day when we didn't have cameras, there was no witnesses, forensics, all that stuff, and they still somehow, some way caught the suspect, what makes you think that you're not gonna get caught cheating on your significant other? Even if you guys are, it's like, oh, well, we're only dating. It ain't like it's a relationship. Yeah, but do they know that? Do they know that it's just dating? Like, is that something that you told them at the start of you guys dating? Because it's like, my thing is this. If you go into, like, the talking stage and you start going out on dates, that's something that it's like, I feel like right then and there, you got to bring it up that, hey, by the way, I'm just letting you know, I don't know how you overall, like, if this date just turns into us hanging out as friends, I'm sorry, I guess, for putting you in the mix, but I am seeing other people. Why is that so hard to say? Like, I feel like people, because they think by holding in that stuff, like, you're not hurting that person, but it's like, no, you are. Like, when they find out, in a way, when they shouldn't even be finding out, they shouldn't be finding out that stuff at all, because it shouldn't be happening in the first place. But it's like, when they find that stuff out, that hurts more than them being told straight up. Because when people are straight up with me, when they're honest with me and they tell me how it is, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I can't be mad. Like, you told me straight up. You told me how it was and stuff. But yeah, then there's, you know, you got some people out there where they want to hide around corners. They don't want to tell you. And I'm like, fam, trust me, me knowing is a lot. It's not going to hurt me as much as not knowing. You know, because I feel like that's something where it's like, you know, if, let's say it's a situation where it's like, okay, now, like, getting out of that whole, like, cheating stuff, but let's say it's a situation where you do go on a date with somebody, and they're all like, oh, I'm sorry, this is not gonna work out, and it's like, well, why, what's going on? Date's going good, you think it's going good, at least, it's like, you guys is cracking jokes, laughing, talking about, each other's personal life, and all that stuff, and then just out of nowhere, it's like, oh, sorry, this isn't gonna work out, and, you know, it's like, no, I can't do this, and it's like, wait, what's going on? And it's like, yeah, it's just something about you and things. It's stuff like that, where it's like, the not knowing, that's gonna eat at a person. You know, I could think of some situations that I've been in, and then just, you know, like, just other situations where it's like, yeah, that not knowing, so damaging, so damaging. And even knowing some stuff, yeah, that's damaging too. I could think back when, all the way when I was in high school, trying to date this one girl, and, yeah, I think everybody knows, exactly who I'm talking about. I've talked on this situation before, but yeah, when she told me that she didn't see us together because I'm black, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, that's something where it's, and what was crazy was that, for, I don't think a lot of people knew this, but it's like, we were friends prior before this. That's something that, like, very well could have been said a long, that girl, she was just weird. It was like, because I think I remember hearing it from somebody that she liked me, and so I was like, oh, I'm gonna shoot my shot, and then just out of nowhere, I was like, that's just weird, and I'm like, and it's stuff like that where it's like, yeah, that's hurtful too, because, you know, that's something that's like, okay, well, even if I did have control over changing my race, I'm still not going to change my race because you don't like it. Yeah, I'm like, that was something where I was just, yeah, I didn't. It was weird. But the thing is this, though. What a lot of people, I feel like, don't understand about stuff like that is that when you're hurting somebody in the process, even if like, dating, relationships, whatever the situation is, like, let's say you meet a good person, right? You meet a good person, good for you. You got nothing but love for this person. Still, like, in the dating phase, but you are thinking of a relationship with them because of how good they are to you. But then you come across somebody where it's like, and then, yeah, even if you are, like, honest, but it's like, there's that honest where it's like, okay, like, are you hurting somebody in the process? Because I feel that if you're purposely, and I think some people would look at it as like, well, how do you like go about it in a way where it's like you're not hurting them? And yeah, that's just something that you got to figure out. Like, every situation is different. Every person is different. I really don't know, but I am going to tell you that, still, be honest. But it's like, at that, I feel like, you know, it's like about being honest with yourself, about being honest with people involved. But no, it's like, let's say it's a situation where you meet somebody that's so good for you, right? And then you meet somebody where it's like, they're just really attractive. And you turn down a good person because the other person is attractive. And it's like, do you know that that relationship is gonna last? Like, what, how, my thing is this, how do you know that relationship? And that's, and the funny thing is that I that girl that, the whole like, oh, I can't date black people thing. I'm trying to think, like, I remember she was in 2-3 relationships in high school. And then I remember I was like talking to a mutual friend and they said that they were engaged at one point. Engagement, I guess, got called off. And then she ended up switching sides. I remember then when the last time we talked, she said, yeah, it was her ex had took some of her stuff. And so I was like, dang, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry, you know. And then, but it's like, the thing is this though, people don't realize that when it's like you done hurt somebody because of your own, you know, whatever it is that you want to call it and stuff, it's like, yeah, it's that, relationships like that, they don't, dating, whatever you want to call it, it ain't gonna work, because it was like, it was built off of hurting somebody else. So I think people, they need to understand that about dating, whether it's, yeah, regular dating or e-dating. But no, let's overall talk about e-dating, you know, because I feel that it's like, well, because I don't even know how it's like, because I was gonna like just be like, okay, you know what, I think I'm just gonna, you know, just title this the same like the last episode. But I was like, no, I got to do this episode, because if I don't, then I'm gonna mess myself up with just episodes. And then yeah, so, but anyways, but I could see myself doing some more dating advice episodes and things. But no, like I overall wanted to do a comparison. I just still felt that I had some things to say and stuff. But anyways, you know what, no, I know exactly why I'm a 2-for-1 special dating advice 0.5, and then regular dating versus e-dating. Okay, there we go. Figured it out within the episode, all right? So you see how talented I am, people? But anyways, no, let's overall compare both regular dating and e-dating, because the thing is this. With regular dating, I feel like it's starting to get to a point where, no, the thing is this. Regular dating, I feel like nowadays, is started because of e-dating. Like, there's multiple different types of ways of e-dating, where it's like you got the people that play video games, and then it's like, yeah, they meet each other and they start dating, and then, you know, whether they live in the same state or out of state, whichever the situation is, but you got that version of dating. And then I ain't heard people that met each their significant other through Twitter, and then they kind of do that form of dating. And then you got like dating apps. And I feel like dating apps, that's considered like, it's e-dating that leads into regular dating and stuff. But which is overall better though? Which would be good for you? And I feel that, again, it depends on the person. It really just depends on like what that person is interested, like what I guess, like, you know, side of the field that they're interested in. Like, you know, if you want to get into Tinder and Bumble and stuff like that, then you know, there's people that do stuff like that. Then if you want to get into video games and all that, it's one of those things where it's like I feel like it's not likely to find your, it's one of those things where it just has to happen, you know. But it's like you can't force a relationship, you know. It's not like Xbox or PlayStation got like little date naps on there. It'd probably be in a matter of time before they do add that stuff. But yeah, it's something where it's like, you know, don't go on to like YouTube or TikTok or, you know, it's just something that happened. I guess like if you do meet your significant other off of like social media platforms like that, like YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, like just them, like Twitch and stuff like that, you know, stuff like that has to happen naturally. You know, it's something that just can't, like, oh, you meet somebody and then you think that, because it's like you don't even really know like if they're looking for a relationship. So it's like, unless they say that, but even if, my thing is this, even if they post on social media that like, oh, I'm looking for a woman or I'm looking for a man, whatever the situation is, then it's like you can message them And then I guess kind of, you know, just get to know them a little bit and things, because there might not be nothing wrong with that. But then at the same time, it's like, be prepared for that rejection, you know, and that goes for regular dating and e-dating and stuff. But yeah, I feel that, yeah, it's like, no, with regular dating nowadays, like, yeah, you might, be that individual where it's like, I just feel like it's so unlikely, you know, it's like, I feel like in this day and age, it's like, you know, you'd see, unless, like, they know each other already, like, if it's on some split, even, I feel like I gotta ask people now, I'm like, how, like, there's some friends that I know where I'm all like, how did you meet your significant other, because I'm like, if it was through the internet, that, in my opinion, it counts as e-dating. I don't know. That's just me. But anyways, but yeah, it's like, I think, you know, e-dating, I know people probably ask me, like, what do I overall like? I'm like, to me, it don't even matter. I'm like, if I meet my significant other, if I'm, like, out and about, let's say if I'm shopping for shoes or shopping for clothes, video games, if I'm just out and about and then I meet my significant other, I'm like, hey, yo, that's dope, that's chill. But, and then if it's on some internet stuff, I'm like, hey, that's chill too, you know? It's like, I guess, like, it's gonna, you know, be a little different. It's like, yeah, I gotta, like, travel all the way out to that place, travel back, and then versus, like, if whoever my significant other is, she already out here in Washington, I'm like, oh, then it's, you know, it's minimum traveling and things. But it, yeah, to me, it's like that type of stuff, it don't matter to me. I'm like, I guess, like, yeah, I don't care about that. If I have my significant other, she lives, that's something that I did start thinking about at some point in time, because it was like just trying to, you know, find, like, a relationship out here in Washington. Not saying that there's nothing out here in Washington. Like, if you do live in Washington State, yeah, I'm, you know, you just gotta look around and then, you know, try to find the right one. But that is something that I am open to, where it's all like, you know, if my significant other, she lives in a different state, different country, I'm like, hey, I'm prepared for the traveling and stuff. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, you just gotta be prepared for the dating life, you know. But anyways, but if I had to say, like, between the two, like, regular dating and e-dating, I guess, like, if you're into video games, then I feel like e-dating is gonna probably be a little bit better and stuff, versus, like, regular dating, where it's like, you guys don't even really know, like, cause, yeah, it's like with regular dating, it's like, y'all, it's like, if you guys go into the movies or something, and it's like, you guys sit down, try to figure out, like, dang, which movie, it's like, okay, so we got this movie, we got that movie, all that, I didn't hear that movie was all that good, I was like, oh, but I want to see this, and it's like, nah, and then it's like, oh, then it's like, let's go out to eat, then it might be a restaurant where it might not be your favorite, but that's the other person's favorite, so then versus with video games, it's like, yeah, if you guys are, like, into that video game or whatever and stuff, then, yeah, it's just me personally, I would go with e-dating, but yeah, it's like, that's just my choice. That's what I would overall want and stuff. But, no, yeah, but regular dating, I don't mind that. It's like, cause you hear where people, they be in full-blown relationships, forget relationships, they be in full-blown marriages, and they still be going out on dates and stuff. So, yeah, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, dating, it's, you know, it's just, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm trying to, like, not say the word normal, but at the same time, I'm like, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I should say that and stuff, but anyways, whoever it is that's listening to this episode, hopefully your dating life is going good. But until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe, viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe, viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.